The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, February 3rd, 2025.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do. Because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holt, and I'm your host. And I have a special person at the board with me this morning, is Judy Elliott. We are actually recording live right here in my own kitchen here in Santa Rosa. And I got Ken standing over here. Good morning.
Well, I came by to say good morning, Elaine.
Well, it's really exciting to think that we're doing the show like this live here in your own kitchen. It's really exciting. So thank you so much, Judy, for coming down and for helping me. You know, as many of you know, I've been gone for about almost a month, really. I had a terrible fall, and I fractured three parts of my knee, and I had to have surgery, and I had to go into the hospital. And not only that, I had to have almost 3 weeks of intensive rehab, and I'm able to walk around, but it's a slow process. And you know, I want to do a special shout out and a special thank you to all those people who wrote me on Facebook, who sent cards, who came and sent flowers into the hospital, and just all the wonderful things that happened. It was just amazing to me. I actually didn't know I had that many friends. I mean, and you know, I want to do a special shout out because, you know, I was at Memorial Hospital, and it was just amazing. The care that I got, the love that I got. And what was also very interesting to me was the fact that All the nurses' assistants, all the people that I was working with, I mean, there were so many different countries representative. I was just amazed how many immigrants were actually working in the hospital to care for me. And I start thinking about what's going on in the world today. And I thought to myself, why is it that we just can't see each other as friends or as family? I mean, we all live on the planet Earth, and we trying to do the best we can. And right now, we're having so much chaos. It's kind of frustrating. And I know a lot of people are really down, but I want to do a very special thank you to the folks, Dr. Axelrod's office. They were the surgeon that took care of my knee. And also I want to thank his assistant, Sarah. She was the one who got me from going on a very tragic journey to a very metaphysical journey. It was amazing what I learned being in the hospital about visualization, about being calm, and about letting go and letting people help you and not being ashamed or not being angry because something happened. And I actually saw this accident as a real journey, you know, something that I never expected it to be the way it was, but I actually went on a metaphysical journey, and I just want to share that with folks. And I remember when I found out about the election and all the other different things that happened, it was so frustrating. And then I had the fall and going into the hospital, I had lots of time to think. And one of the things I began to think about is that maybe we need to be uplifted, or we need to start thinking about the world that we live in and who we are. So for this show, I'm going to do something very different and very special. I'm going to play three songs, and I'm going to do a commentary on them. And, you know, I hope what the whole idea of this show is maybe to uplift us and to remind us whose shoulders we're standing on and some of the struggles that women particularly went through to get to the place that they got. And right now it feels that we're in a new struggle. I mean, I'm looking at Sonoma State. They're actually closing the Women's and Gender Studies Department. I'm going, wow, we work so hard for women to have a place at the table, you know, the Women's History Alliance was born out of Sonoma State. And a lot of women's history that we didn't even know about. I remember when I went to Sonoma State, I was very good friends with the founder of the Women's History Alliance, Molly McGregor, and we were walking to class, and she was telling me that there was a book being written about women artists. And I said, really? There's women artists? I didn't even know that. That's kind of interesting. And now women are kind of being shoved under the bus. But, you know, we've had struggles before. This is nothing new. You know, we've struggled a long, long, hard way. And we have to keep shouting. We have to keep speaking out. We have to keep letting folks know exactly what is going on with us. Well, another thing that's happening this month, this is Black History Month. And I really find that it's amazing how it comes up every year. Black History Month, there it is. And the theme this year, let me just get this here. The theme this year is African American and labor. Now, I think that's pretty interesting. When I start looking at African American and labor, it's so interesting because it focuses on the profound contribution that African Americans made. You know, 2025 marks 100 years, actually, of the creation of the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters and Maids by labor organizers and civil rights Philip Randolph. And at one point, you know, they had no union. They had no say. And this was an amazing thing. So it was 100 years ago. And when you think about it, Dr. Martin Luther King, when he was assassinated, it was the night before that he was going to be participating in a strike for labor. And it's been a really, when you start thinking about it, it's really been a hard, hard row, you know, for African-American people to find a place at the table. And it's surprising when you start thinking about it, when 400 years of slavery and then all of a sudden the civil rights and the civil war and all the different things that have happened, what these people went through and how they had to be dedicated, how they had to stand up, how they had to speak out under almost impossible situations. You know, I think of Ida B. Wells when she went into the South to report on lynching, you know, the courage that she had. But someone had to speak out. Somebody had to let folks know exactly what was going on. And I feel that we're kind of in a space right now that's kind of happening, that we need to start speaking out, and we have to look at the struggles that other folks went through and how they came through, and not to be afraid, not to get disheartened. And that's why I'm going to go over these three songs and try to discuss them and try to bring a little bit of hope and a little bit of understanding, particularly around understanding whose shoulders we are standing on. So happy Black History Month. Next week, I hope to have someone on. I'm going to feature several black women and what their accomplishments are. And I think it's important that our history is put in front of us, because it's our history is our strength. And why do I say that? Is because when you know that someone's come through something, you see how they finally did it, how they organized and what they did, I think it gives you a little bit more confidence. And also another wonderful thing that happened that I thought was just so inspiring to me, and that's when President Joe Biden was able to allow Leonard Peltier to come out of prison, which I think is amazing. Although it is at the end of his life, I understand that, but at least he doesn't have to die in some prison. And what was so amazing about this man for me is that President Biden offered him a full pardon. And what ended up happening was he said, no, I'm not going to take a poor pardon because I'm innocent. So he maintained his innocence. So what ended up happening is they were able to let him out of jail. He's going to be also under house arrest. He'll be released on the 18th. And Leonard Peltier has been a real inspiration to me. You know, I think about him being in the prison for over almost 50 years. you know, he was put in solitary confinement. He was beaten. I mean, what this man went through, and here he's coming out of prison, and what the statement he makes is he wants people to know he was innocent and also that he's a good person. And yet he endured that. And for me, when I start thinking about how did he endure that? And I believe he had a level of faith. He believed in the Great Spirit. He believed in the higher power. And he was able to focus on that. And then also the people outside supporting him and protesting for him and advocating for him, and finally got some results, which is, it's amazing. It teaches you that to keep moving forward, even though it's difficult. It shows that if you keep persisting, and insisting, something will happen. Of course, I think it's sad that he had to suffer so long for 50 years, but I really admire the fact that he stood up and said, no, I'm innocent. And he stood his ground. And you know, I believe he was innocent. I really do. I really believe he was innocent. There was so much around his case that was questioned, but that's the past. And moving forward, he will be getting out on the 18th, and he will be able to be honored and be with all his family and friends, and I think that is very, very important. Well, the last thing I just want to cover before we take a musical break, and that is, this is, of course, the Chinese New Year. You know, if Nancy Wang is out there, Nancy, I hope I can get you on maybe next week or the week after to talk about it. Well, this is the year of the snake. You know, and when I start thinking the year of the snake, I thought, thinking to my mind, wait a minute. You know, lots of things going on in this world. The year of the snake, you know, I think of snakes as, you know, they let go of their skin oftentimes. You know, maybe a new beginning, maybe looking at some of the negativity that goes on and releasing it and being a little bit more comfortable with it and less fearful about it. I know many, many people are fearful, you know, they're putting the world into chaos right now and uncertainty, and all of us, many of us who depend on Social Security or who depend on Medicare or Medicaid and all the different government programs that seem to be an attempt to put them on the chopping block, you know, we're all nervous about it, you know, we're all thinking about apprehension. Why not just start writing letters, becoming active, doing something, participating in some ways. You know, I was actually thinking, you know, here the year of the snake, you know, it's, you're kind of ambivalent about negative things and you're trying to let them go, maybe a new beginning. You know, maybe the first thing we can do is just get to know your neighbor. You know, I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking we live by a kind of a little cul-de-sac over here. And so we know about 6 or 7 households around us. But that's about all. And I was thinking that there's blocks and blocks of people that don't know each other. Some of my neighbors, I don't even know what they look like. I've never seen them even step out of their house. So maybe that's a beginning here at the Year of the Snake. Maybe we can just slide over and say hello, introduce yourself to a neighbor. Another thing I was thinking, too, about getting to know your neighbors, you know, a lot of people have gardens in their backyards, maybe having neighborhood get-together, you know, different ways to celebrate each other, different ways to get to know each other. And I think the more we get to know each other, the safer we feel, because we begin to see that we're not much different. You know, we all want the same thing. You know, we all want the same thing for our children, for our grandchildren. Myself, hey, I'm a great-grandmother, you know, and I'm looking at the future, and I think, wow, what is the future going to be like? So it is my hope that maybe during this show that we get some ideas and some thoughts about, you know, the past, the present, the future, and maybe some of the things that we can do. Well, that's a lot to think about. You know, so many things going on in the world. Sometimes I wonder, you know, will it ever end? Like that song by by Bob Dylan, "Where Have All the Flowers Gone?" You know, will they ever learn? Will we ever learn how to live in peace and love and harmony? And I think it's up to each and every one of us. Well, we're going to take a musical break right now, and one of the songs I'm going to play, it's a wonderful song. It's called Light a Candle. It was written by Neil Young. And to me, it's such an inspiring song. You know, it says so much, to be honest with you. It just says so much. And in playing it, I hope that you kind of get a little bit of inspiration about maybe when you're thinking about being frightened, maybe you think about some of the things that maybe this song represents and what song, what we can do, each and every one of us. I think it's an individual thing, you know, one step at a time, one person at a time, one letter at a time, one letter to the editor, one protest, all the different things that are available for us, and we have to pick and choose. But looking and listening to this song, Light a Candle, has become a real mantra for me. And when we come back, I'm going to explore three lines in the song, and I'm going to just make a commentary. You know, I like making commentaries. I like sometimes just talking and just throwing out ideas, you know, to get us all thinking. So let's go ahead and play Light a Candle. It's sung by Frozen Heart, and when we return, we will have a little discussion about that song.
Cursing in the darkness, light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see a moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make in the caverns and the caves where we come from. Soul inside will carry on.
Wow. I just love that song. You know, after we, I have one announcement to make. For you joining right now, I want to remind you that the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of the station, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And I just played the song Light a Candle, sung by Frozen Heart. It's a song that is written by Neil Young. It's one of my favorite songs. It really, for some reason, it just really inspires me. You know, some of the lines in it are so powerful. And I actually think it's one of the best songs that Neil Young wrote. You know, I try to find women singing. That's why we're playing it by Frozen Heart. But I actually recommend if you go on YouTube, you can listen to Neil Young sing it. And he also has one that where all his lyrics are. Well, you know, the song has some pretty powerful lines in it. And when I looked at it and I started analyzing it, I decided to just pick three lines that I thought were worth discussing. You know, so planting some seeds or just putting some ideas into people's mind. And here's one of this one line. Instead of cursing in the darkness, light a candle where we're going. There's something ahead worth fighting for. Now, think about it. There's something ahead worth fighting for. You know, right now, with all the chaos that's happening and all the frustration and all the misinformation we're getting, I mean, it's enough to drive you crazy trying to sort things out. But at the same time, we're looking at our country. We're looking at our values. People are talking about moral values. You know, they're talking about, is this morality? Is this the right thing to do? Is this the wrong thing to do? And also people are arguing and debating. You know, you got all kinds of camps. You got the right, you got the left, you got the middle, you got people that don't know, you got people that voted, that didn't vote. I mean, there's so much going on, but yet lighting a candle, when you put the light on something and you start looking at it and you start trying to figure it out and trying to find your place in it, maybe some changes that could happen. And what are we fighting for? We're fighting for a better future for our children. We don't want to lose our democracy. We don't want to be under the guise of a dictator. But each one of us has to stand up and we have to recognize that it's worth standing up for. If we don't believe it's worth standing up for, then we're not going to stand up for it. And I believe it's worth it. And I also believe it's worth being kind to one another. Like I said in the past segment, maybe just get to know your neighbor. Find out what they're doing. You know, what are they afraid of? The second line that I feel is very, very interesting to me. You know, right now, with all the chaos and all that's going on, think about it this way. It's a chance to give a new meaning to every move we make in the caverns and the caves where we came from. Very, very interesting. Just think of this line. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make in the caverns, in the caves where we gone wrong. In the caverns and the caves where we gone wrong. You know, history often repeats itself over and over and over again. And I think what that happens, the reason that happens is because we don't analyze, we don't look, we don't say, how did we get here? How did this happen? You know, I mean, this is a silly example, I know that. I am a fanatic about my weight. And I remember at one point I got overweight. I was about 15 pounds overweight and I was very disgusted. I couldn't get into my clothes and I was feeling sorry for myself. And then all of a sudden I listened to this program talking about exercising and talking about watching your food. And then all of a sudden I realized, wait a minute. Well, the reason I'm overweight is because I'm eating the wrong foods. You know, I might have to change my direction. And when I change my direction, I mean, I know it's a simple little example, but when I change my direction and looked at different ways I can control my weight, guess what? I lost it. But I had to take responsibility for it. And I think we all have to take responsibility for what is happening and ask ourselves, what can we do to help change it? And that's a big question. And I think that's where we are. That's why I just love this line. It's a chance. Right now, it's a chance for us to maybe give new meaning. Or maybe not only just give new meaning, but maybe really appreciate what we have. You know, not what we don't have, but what we have right now. And one of the things that we do have is most of us have a good brain and we can speak out. You know, we're still not blacked out with our media. We still have an opportunity to go out and do something, write a letter to the editor. You know, start analyzing, start asking yourself, what is it that I can do? So it's a lot to think about. And when you listen to the whole song, you know, the whole idea again about lighting a candle to me is putting light on a situation, putting light on a situation. And how do we heal it? How do we heal it? How do we move forward? And then the last line that I think that is really interesting to me, because we know this is true. We're looking at climate change, for example. 50 years ago, I'll never forget when I read Silent Spring. All of a sudden, I realized about pesticides, and I start wondering, what am I supposed to do? In fact, when I moved up to Sonoma State, I was very blessed because Community Market was run by these three powerful women. I mean, I remember when I went with my little girl, and we had all these different discussions about how to eat organic, how to grow organic. You know, it was like the first introduction. But I had to admit to myself at that point that what I was doing and how I was feeding her was wrong. And the only way that I was going to make changes was to get educated. And here we are 50 years later, and we're still using pesticides. We're having climate change. Now they're saying, drill, baby, drill. You know, we have to ask ourselves, what is going on here? And what can we do to help it? And this line is so important. In the hallways of the ages, on the road to history, what we do now will always be with us. What we do now will always be with us. Think about that. Think about that. You know, I look at my fall. I had to take responsibility for it. You know, what I did was I have balance issues, and I'm supposed to walk around with a cane, and it kills me. I think, oh my God, I'm an old lady. I can't walk around with a cane. And so because I wasn't holding on to a cane, I fell because my balance is a little bit off. So, you know, what we do and what we don't do affects the future. And that is really, really important, I think, to look at. And one of the things that inspires me, and I know it's hard to be inspired these days, but one of the things that really inspires me is the fact that I was blessed to become a great-grandmother. And I look at these children and I ask myself, what is their future? And what I don't want to be, I don't want to have them grow up and say, well, what did my grandma do? Or what did my great-grandma do? I want them to know that I did something. So remember this, in the hallways of the ages, on the road to history, what we do now will always be with us. So the question is, what is each one of us going to do now? Well, my friends, we are going to take another musical break. You know, you must hear me listen to talk about Becky Hobb time after time after time. Becky Hobb is a country western hall of famer, and just her music is beyond the pale. And she wrote this book called... No, not book. She wrote this song called Pale Moon. And we're going to play that song right now. And what I love about Pale Moon, listen to it very closely, because she's questioning in this song, she is questioning the meaning of life. Who are we in the scheme of things? Why are we here? What can we do? What is the answer on so many ways? And then also the miracle of life, the fact that we are even alive and here when you start thinking about it. So when we come back, after we listen to Pale Moon by Becky Hobbs, I'm going to do a commentary on three more questions that I found in the song that I think are very interesting to talk about.
I long to hear, speak to my spirit tonight. White man's measured by what he has, and Indians by what he gives. We must learn from our broken past. There must be a better way for us to live. You've seen it all from above. Help us to give, to learn and to live and to love.
That song just gets to my heart when I think about it. And I just love Becky Hobbs. I just love her. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And this is my first show after being in the hospital for just almost 3 weeks. My goodness, I had intensive rehab, and I'm walking around, and I can't believe the care I've gotten. I mean, I just have to do a shout out to Memorial Hospital. I mean, just amazing, amazing. There's so many nurses and rehab people that help me. And again, a special thank you to all my fans and friends who had such wonderful, wonderful things to say to me, and for all your prayers. Thank you to the Pomo Indians, for Charlie Toledo, and my dear friend Madonna Feather Cruz. You know, their prayers, I could feel them. And for my dear friend Mary Norman, and all the wonderful people that prayed. Thank you, thank you. So let's go look at Pale Moon. You know, first of all, one of the lines that I really love, that really catches me: Pale Moon, what is the meaning of life? I long to hear, speak to my spirit tonight. Listen, what is the meaning of life? You know, what a line that is. Speak to my spirit tonight. What is the meaning of life? I mean, you think about it. You know, I've lived 84 years, and when you get to be my age, you really start questioning, what was the meaning of your life? In fact, I'm trying to write my memoirs, and my opening line is the reason I'm writing my memoirs is I wanted to see who I was. Where did I get the confidence? Where did I get the courage? I mean, I started out as a young girl who couldn't even open her mouth, and here I am on the radio. I mean, they went on my report card when I was in kindergarten. They said, Elaine should understand that children should be seen and not heard. Well, fat chance, right? So what is the meaning of life? And I think the meaning of life is just to live, to breathe, to be. You know, we live on a planet. We live in this great mystery. I mean, where do we live? We don't even fall off. Isn't that amazing when you think about it? We don't fall off. There's somehow this thing called gravity holds us here. And yet at the same time, we're so intelligent that we invented a thing called an airplane that can defy gravity and go, 30,000-40,000 feet up away from the planet. So it's, what is the meaning of life? I think the meaning of life is just to live it, is to live. And what gives it more meaning is when you have friends, when you have relationships, when you have community, when you have peace on earth, when everybody is fed, then you can really see if we could really see what the meaning of life is. And I think the meaning of life is to take care of each other, to take care of each other and to take care of our planet. And, you know, one of the things that people I hear all of a sudden, they'll say, oh, what is my purpose? I don't have a purpose. Well, maybe our purpose is just to love one another, to be kind to one another. You know, what is our purpose? What is the meaning? You know, it's a big question, and maybe there's no answer. Maybe we just have to live. Maybe we just have to be kind to one another. And the thing that mystifies me when I think about the airplane, actually, I think, you know, airplanes and computers. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, we had the Dick Tracy, you know, he would talk to us through a watch. Now they have computers. You walk, I see people looking at their wrists, and because they have these computers they can talk into. And yet we can't find a path to peace. You know, look at all the wars that are going on, inner wars, outer wars, you name it. And that's what is the meaning of life? Maybe it's just to find out a way to live in peace. That might be a great idea, don't you think? And then you must learn, the next thing is, you must learn from our broken past. There must be a better way to live. I mean, again, you know, she's talking about the pale moon that's been up there for, you know, ever and ever. I mean, can you imagine the ancients when all of a sudden it went dark and then all of a sudden it went light? I mean, they probably said, wow, you know, I mean, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you have light and darkness. But now we understand we can actually create light. We can actually bring light to darkness. We don't have to wait till the sun sets to have light. I mean, that's how far we progress. But then we look at our broken past. What does that mean? Well, the broken past is some of the mistakes we made. And maybe we need to take some things over. Maybe we have to start analyzing. We have to ask ourselves, how do we fit into all this? How did we help create it? How can we help make it a better way? And like I said at the beginning, maybe the first thing you can do is just get to know your neighbor. Simple thing. Get to know each other. Get to know each other. The more you know each other, the less threatening you have. And then another thing, the last thing, help us learn before it's too late. We are one planet, one people, one heart. One planet, one people, one heart. I love that line. I just love that line. One planet, one people, one heart. You know, we all have hearts, you know. Once that heart starts beating, man, then we're not here anymore. So there's a lot to think about with this song. So I really recommend you go onto YouTube and listen to it. It's called Pale Moon, and there's also one song that she does that she has the lyric to it. But if you look at these songs and you kind of try to absorb them, maybe things will change. Well, that's a lot to think about, folks. You know, sometimes I know I get a little dramatic, but I've been known to be a drama queen, to be honest with you. Okay, we're going to take our final musical break, and we're going to play a song by one of my favorite artists. I play her a lot, called Earth Mama. And the song is called Standing on the Shoulders. We're standing on the shoulders of so many great people, both women and men, who sacrificed themselves for freedom, who sacrificed themselves to help free their people. There's so many stories, so many people. You know, I've done probably 700-800 shows, including my television shows. And I am just amazed at all the stories there are, all the wonderful stories. And these are just local people that we're standing on the shoulders of. But I think of some of the, you know, it's Black History Month. And so and when we come back, I'm going to talk about two specific black women. And let's go ahead and let's play the song Standing on the Shoulders by Earth Mama.
I am standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before me. I am stronger for their courage. I am wiser for their words. I am lifted by their longing for a fair and brighter future. I am grateful for their vision, for their toiling on this earth. We are standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before us. They are saints and they are humans. They are angels, they are friends. We can see beyond the struggles and the troubles and the challenge when we know that by our efforts things will be better in the end. They lift me higher than I could ever fly, carrying my burdens away. I imagine our world if they hadn't tried. Ones who came before me, I am honored by their passion for our liberty. I will stand a little taller, I will work a little longer, and my shoulders will be there to hold the ones who follow me.
Wow, standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before us. Boy, we are standing on a lot of wonderful shoulders. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holds. And you know, that song by Earth Mama is so powerful. In fact, that song was one of the two songs that was chosen when we had the 100th anniversary on 2020 when women got the vote. That was one of the premier songs. And, you know, her name is Joyce Russo. She is just just a marvelous, marvelous woman. And when we look at standing on the shoulders, we have to think of the past, the suffrage movement. You know, when women were put into jail, they were waterboarded. I mean, all the things that they did to stand up. They stood in front of the White House and were arrested, where glass was thrown at them when they did a huge parade. I don't know if you remember the one with the Eileen Mulder is riding a white horse, and they threw glass. Men in the audience were throwing glass at them. But yet they persisted, and they kept moving, and they kept moving, and they kept moving, and we finally got the vote. Do you know what a big deal it was for us to get the vote? It is amazing. It is amazing. That gave us at least a little place at the table. I mean, they don't like, it feels like they do not like the fact that we got the vote. I do not believe that they do. Well, I'd like to honor, you know, whose shoulders are we standing on before I go over these three questions, that these three little lines that I want to talk about. I want to talk about Shirley Chisholm for a moment. Shirley Chisholm was a congresswoman, the first congresswoman, I think one of the first black congresswomen to be elected to the Congress here in the United States. And she had the courage to run for president of the United States. It was amazing that she even did that, and she really brought out the importance of what we the people is all about. And, you know, she didn't make it, and on some level she was condemned, she was laughed at, all kinds of different things happened to her, but it didn't matter. She still stood her ground. And this is one woman whose shoulders we are standing on. She paved the way for so many women, particularly women of color, to join the government. And what a courageous person she was, Shirley Chisholm, an amazing, amazing woman. And then one of my heroes is Fannie Lou Hamer. You know, she was a child of a sharecropper's, you know, and she stood up. She went nose to nose, eyeball to eyeball with power. You know, she stood up. She was beaten. She was incarcerated. I mean, I you know, when I think of that woman, and I think about what she did. I mean, she went in front of Congress to talk about the importance of voting rights, and she was all black and blue because she had been beaten. And I love this. I love one of her quotes. "When I liberate others, I liberate myself. If you don't speak out, nobody ain't going to speak out for you." What a strong statement. Listen to this. "When I liberate others, I liberate myself. If you don't speak out, nobody ain't going to speak out for you." Give me a break, Fannie Lou. What a great thought that is. You know, that's one of the reasons, you know, that's one of the reasons that I do that pledge. I give that pledge out. My self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself and my higher power. That's the whole idea, is what she's talking about, to be able to speak out. "And when I liberate others, I liberate myself. If you don't speak out, nobody ain't going to speak out for you." And when you look at what's happening with women today, we all have to stand up and speak out. We have to think of the future of our children. I mean, can you imagine that they're denying diversity, equality? And let's see, diversity, equality, inclusion, DEI. Can you believe that there's a consciousness that says we shouldn't have that? That's one of the biggest breakthroughs that we had in our culture. The fact that we had affirmative action and we had DEI, let people remind that we have to integrate, that we have to work together. Oh boy, I'll tell you, it just pisses me off. But anyway, I don't want to get on the soapbox about that one. Okay, let's look at what she's saying. "We can see beyond the struggles and the troubles and the challenge when we know that by our efforts, things will be better in the end." Listen to that. Of course there's going to be struggles. Of course there's going to be frustrations. Of course you're going to feel depressed. Of course you're going to want to give up. All those things happen. But we have to listen. We have to see beyond the struggles and the troubles and the challenge. When we know by our efforts, things will change in the end. That's what history is all about. That's what women's history is all about, is demonstrating that over and over and over. When we persist, when we move one foot in front of the other and we keep on moving forward, eventually things change. And yes, I know the challenges are great today, maybe greater than we've had in a long time. But, you know, just like my fall, that was one of my greatest challenges. But I had to take responsibility. I had to look at it, and I had to find out what could I do to be better. And that's what we're needing to do right now. Another line is, this is my line. This is what I really believe. You know, when I think of Molly McGregor and her group, you know, going to Washington, lobbying to have Women's History Week and then Women's History Month, I just think of the strength they had. You know, people looked at us, what do you mean women's history, as if it wasn't important? But it was, and it's more important now than it's ever been. I love this line. I am stronger for their courage. I am wiser for their words. I am lifted by their longing for a fair and brighter future. Just listen to that. I am stronger for their courage. I am wiser for their words. I am lifted by their ongoing longing for a fair and brighter future. Their courage and their willingness to move forward gives me courage. I listen to that song every once in a while, and I think of all the women. I think of Sojourner Truth. You know, I think of women who went forward, who took such risk of women who stood up so they could have equality in the workplace. You know, I got to be honest with you, when I see some of these women that are, you know, that we fought so hard to put in there, to have a seat at the table. And sometimes they're not quite what I think they should be standing up for us. Well, here's the last line. This is the last line. And I know as far as women goes, you know, we're looking at Sonoma State closing the gender and women's studies and gender department. You know, we're looking at all the different things around banning abortions across the United States. I mean, I don't understand the big deal about abortion when they got kids steer. The ones that are born are starving in the street. I mean, that's okay, but I don't want to get into that. But it's very frustrating. This is the last line that I think is very, very important. Imagine if they hadn't tried. Listen to that. Imagine if they haven't tried. That's the best we can do, each and every one of us. Just try. Pick one thing. A letter to the editor, maybe. Get to know a neighbor. Donate to a cause. Get out in the street if there's a protest. Think of one thing that you can do. And think of that line. Imagine if they hadn't tried. What's life going to be if we don't try? We have to try. We have to trust that our involvement will change things. We have to push back. That's what it's called. Push back. Stand up. Stand up for the students. The students are the future. We need an educated population. Why are they going after the schools? Each and every one of us has to find some way to stand up. But do it with love and compassion. Well, folks, a lot to think about. I know that. But that's the whole purpose of Women's Spaces, to get us all thinking. Well, that's it for the show. And to begin with, once again, I want to thank everyone out there that prayed for me and that gave me such support. I want to thank my beautiful, beautiful engineer this morning, Judy Elliott. I'm looking across at her, and she's so bent and so focused. I really appreciate her. I really appreciate that she's come to KBBF and is learning so much and is being such an active participant. So thank you, Judy. Thank you from the deepest part of my heart for coming over. Like I said, we're recording live right here in my kitchen. I mean, this is so exciting. I can't stand it. Well, that's it for our show. Again, a special thank you to Judy Elliott for being such a great engineer. And I want to thank my partner and Ken Norton for him tuning in the last two shows that he was on. It was really very interesting. A reminder, Women's Spaces will replay again at 11 o'clock this evening. I like that because I get to listen to my shows. And let me tell you something. When I listen to my shows, I go, ooh, I wonder how I sound. I'm always surprised. But that has to do with self-esteem. You know, that it's an everyday problem with women. You know, and remember to be kind to somebody. But above all, be kind to yourself.
We'll bear all the joy. She's patient and she's waiting and she'll take you home now. The woman in your life, she can wait so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you. Because the woman in your life, the woman in your life.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, February 3rd, 2025.